1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. A historic win for former President Trump.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all.
Winning last night's Iowa caucuses by the largest margin ever. ABC's M. Wynn is in Des Moines with what motivated caucus goers.
On the issues most important to Iowa caucus goers, the economy was number one, followed closely by immigration, issues Trump has made central to his platform, helping him finish Iowa with more than 50%. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley far behind. DeSantis invested heavily in Iowa, visiting all 99 counties, holding more campaign events than Haley and Trump combined. Many experts called Iowa a make-or-break moment for his campaign, as recent polls showed Haley gaining ground.
Next stop, New Hampshire, with a January 23rd primary. It could be less decisive for Trump, given that independents and undeclared voters can participate there. This is ABC News. New warnings about artificial intelligence and your job. The International Monetary Fund now says AI will likely disrupt nearly 40% of jobs worldwide. Some big winners at the Emmys, ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
Succession.
Six wins for the final season of HBO's Succession, including Best Drama, Best Actress for Sarah Snook, and Best Actor for Kieran Culkin, who used his acceptance speech to tell his wife, Jazz, he wants more kids.
You said maybe if I win.
The FX series The Bear, also with six wins, including Best Comedy, and Best Comedy Actress went to Abbott Elementary's Quinta Brunson, the first black woman to win the award since the Jeffersons' Isabel Sanford did it 42 years ago.
Thank you so much. I don't even know why I'm so emotional.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And the first round of the NFL playoffs wrapping up with a Monday doubleheader. The Buffalo Bills advancing after beating the Steelers, and the Buccaneers bouncing the Eagles out of the playoffs. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday Tuesday. Arctic air is forecasted to keep highs in the single digits through Tuesday. A bipartisan bill would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana. Under the bill, anyone with less than 14 grams would not face criminal charges but would have to pay a $100 fine. It would also lower the penalties for being caught a second time. Several Wisconsin cities have already decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana. Assembly Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana last week. I'm Nate Wiggehow, Civic Media News.
Marquette gets a W. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After back-to-back losses, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat Villanova. Final score 87-74. Head coach Shaka Smart says, easier said than done.
I mean, Villanova's got grown men. They got like eight seniors. Toughness, physicality. There's nobody on their team where you can hide a guy in a matchup.
Marquette heads to St. John's on Saturday. Big Ten, number 15th ranked Wisconsin takes on Penn State on the road. NBA, it's the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night to kick off a three-game road trip. NFL, the Packers face the 49ers Saturday night at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Kickoff at 7:15. I asked right guard John Runyon about the growth of quarterback Jordan Love.
Unbelievable just how much he's grown. Dude, I think we've won 8 of the last 11 games, and he's really just starting to flourish, feels comfortable. This is his offense, his team, and he's going to keep going, keep pushing, and on to San Francisco now.
That's Packers right guard John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and that is going to be the case for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Wind chill minus 25 to minus 35. It'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, high of 1 above today. Tonight, 2 below, but not as windy. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, with a high right around 8. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Hour number two on WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh.
I don't want to correct you, Johnny, but it's really Mino and the Mayor's.
Yes, good point. Mino just, and the Mayor's.
Just for this
good
half hour.
Point. Very good, Jim.
I would never correct you, but we got a very special guest in house. But get
let me just do Midwest right, restoration first of all. Family, let's pay some bills here, Jim. Okay, it's not like you just like, you know, hey, donate to me. Family Ultras 2008 wow. Commercial residential restoration. They will be there in an hour or less if you have issues. They not only help you with your current sewer backups, sub pump failures, or water damage. They help prevent future problems such as mold as well as fire damage. They'll help secure your building or home to prevent mold damage. And let me tell you something. The wind chill right now, Todd, what is that?
22 below zero.
22 below zero outside right now, folks.
But it's a dry cold.
Right.
Yes, it is. Well, Thank you very much.
The other thing, Mayor, we're in the playoffs, so it feels like 70.
Exactly. 72 and sunny, baby. But let me tell you something. Midwest Restoration, if by chance your pipes freeze and they burst or whatever and you get stalagmites coming through your ceiling... These are the people to get a hold of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All you have to do is call 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, Midwest Restoration. If you have problems in your home, they are the people to call.
All right, and finally,
this
in-house.
This is your niche. I'm just going to sit back. Let's go grab a cup of coffee. I'm just going to sit back. Johnny, we have dueling mayors. Go ahead.
Johnny gets his sports guys in here, and then I get pretty quiet, get up and go get coffee. But we have a guest that we've been trying to get here, but he's been so busy just leading a great city in the state of Wisconsin. And, Mayor Jake Woodford, who is elected mayor of Appleton 3.5 years ago, kind of during COVID, so we couldn't really attend your party.
Yeah.
You have been doing a great job, and welcome to Green Bay, and just welcome to our studio. We're glad you're in-house.
Well, thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that. Yeah. Good to be with you.
And how are things going? I mean, you've got it going on there. We've had people come in to talk about events in Appleton.
Yes.
A number of times. And
you're right. They got it going. I lived in Appleton for 2 years, and they got it going on in Appleton.
And we kind of
got
to cut them off a little bit because they're just going
so
on.
So much going on.
There just is. Restaurants, the scene of the College Avenue, some of the things you got going on with Houdini, with Trout Museum. Just, you know. Like
there's a lot.
How you doing it?
Yeah, well, it's really the strength of the community. We have a great community, and I think people see the potential in Appleton, and they're making real investments, and so I'm proud to play a small part in that, and that's really what I see it as. You know, it's a small part we play, and you know this too. You win or lose on the strength of your community and the and the people around you, and we just have great people.
And you're a product of Lawrence,
that's right,
which is downtown, which is where UWGB should have been. we didn't make that same decision, but. it just you're well connected. I think you were even on the chancellor when they hired that new person. First person she came to see was you.
Yeah. Yes.
That's awesome.
That was one of the early visits. So yeah, I grew up in Appleton, born and raised. Went through public school there. Graduated from North High School.
Lightning.
Yes. and then went on to Lawrence University. So the most I've lived in Appleton my whole life, which I never really intended to, but it's just the way life worked out.
Yeah.
The most I can say is I've changed zip codes.
Okay.
So I went to Lawrence and then I worked at Lawrence
yeah.
As an administrator for about 6.5-7 years.
So then, mayor then to mayor, Lawrence. What can you guys commiserate over?
Well, we've done some things together. We've done some joint events for Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. whereas the mayor put some things up that from Appleton we did, and then there would be a bid going back and forth. And, mm-hmm. We're sister cities, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're right here. You're Packer fans. We love, even though we have the Widener, you've a little better job of grabbing some of the mm-hmm. Top tier theater productions. Mm-hmm. So, we enjoy that. I don't feel it's competitive.
I don't either. I think that there's an inclination, I think, to make everything into a competition, into a horse race, into a who's doing better, who's doing worse. And I really think about our communities as anchors in Northeast Wisconsin.
Right.
And I think we have an opportunity in that role, but also then a responsibility. And,
right.
and that is to work together and create vibrant local economies, not only for our own cities, but for the communities that surround us.
And the businesses, I think, see that as well. Like Bergstrom, they picked up some property here. And obviously mm-hmm. John is very active. He's on the board of the Packers, mm-hmm. too. He's just one of those guys that, transcends both communities.
Definitely.
And makes it all work.
Definitely.
Although... I don't know if it's in the water, but I think your council is a little easier to work with than when I was mayor, but I don't know.
Yeah, the dynamics in Green Bay and Appleton are really different. The political dynamics are really different. One of the things I've done since I got started is I have quarterly one-on-one meetings with each alder, and that's been really good. And that's not to say that I see eye to eye with every alder on every issue. And I know that for some of my colleagues on the council, It's real work to have to come and sit down and talk to me, because it's real work for me to have to sit down and talk to them. But we do it.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for our council, even when we don't see eye to eye on things, because I think at the heart of it, if you have the community's best interests in mind, you can get a lot of things done.
And what makes a community work is the business, the philanthropy, mm-hmm. and we across the street, you look out the window here, Schreiber's been great. Right. They just, $6 billion company, but they've been very, they're here. They're headquartered mm-hmm. here. And when you look at, and we just talked to a reporter from Michigan, but I don't know if you've read that book, The Autopsy of Detroit, but mm-hmm. the reason Detroit lost half their population was the businesses gave up on it. They stopped the parks. They stopped the events. They stopped. And, taxes are your base business for, police, fire, and public mm-hmm. works. But to really do enhance a city, you need that business community. And you've done a good job of communicating that with your business leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming into office, I came from higher ed, and fundraising in higher ed for program and for facilities, that's just everyday life in higher education, mm-hmm. private higher ed in particular. And in the city of Appleton, there'd been some great philanthropy over the years, but I felt like there were opportunities to really unlock that more and make more connections with folks who are passionate about the city, have the means, want to contribute, and be a part of it. And we've raised millions and millions of dollars for city projects.
Right.
We've raised just about $1 million for Lungard Park up on the north side by North High School. Almost 90% of the way there on a capital campaign for the public library that'll raise $12 million. That's 30% of the capital stack.
That's been quite the challenge, huh, that library?
Yeah, it's been a winding road.
Right.
And, and it's a great story in the sense that we're getting it done and it's happening. It's a cautionary tale for communities, though. If you see a need and something needs to get done, get it done. Because now we're building a library. We're going to spend about $40 million on this library. It's going to be incredible when it's done.
Yeah.
We're going to be really proud of it. How far would $40 million have gone 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? You probably doubled the square footage
I'll be honest with you. When I lived in Appleton, I'm a big library guy. Oh, yeah. And I went to the old store where they had the thing.
The Best Buy?
The Best Buy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I still like that. It was like, they did it well. I mean, it's just a temporary type thing, but they still did it right. And I'll tell you another thing. We had one of our friends on. We had Kim Massey on.
Yep.
And her son opened up a little, you know Kim? Mm-hmm. Opened up a little business, the Wild Goose, mm-hmm. right on College Avenue. Yeah. Huge success, and it's like, what a great thing. Here's this kid who's like 21 years old, 20 years old, maybe 19 or whatever, and he's got this thriving business right on College Avenue, and he said, you guys have been so supportive in getting some. I mean, that's what you need to do is support these young entrepreneurs.
Yeah, he did mention, you know, Appleton and being so supportive, because we're like, you know, why Appleton? And, you know, I mean, he has some ties there with his mom, but he's like, look, the community is so supportive.
Yeah.
Johnny and I... with this radio show, we really believe in the entrepreneur. I mean, we believe in just the people of Northeast Wisconsin, and we do a feature every week. We spotlight a business, and these small businesses, they're not making a lot of money. They're working really, really hard.
Just survive.
Tiny. But they're in there on Saturdays. They're cleaning bathrooms. I mean, these people. But we've had some great restaurants. This guy started another young kid, right? That Cole. I mean, you know. The Smash Burger.
Yeah.
If you've been there next to the 70s Bar.
Yeah.
Which is another great place on Broadway. But we're going to get some businesses in, at break or after
this.
You
got to get those young entrepreneurs.
But I want to get some more people.
That's the future.
I want to get some more people from Appleton on here.
Sure.
Because I just think you've got, I know there's the chains, Target and Subway and all that. But boy, when you can carve out a great Indian restaurant or like we talked about the Italian,
got a couple. I mean,
you do.
I think as a community, we're really trying to be welcoming and help folks through the process, because if you don't live and breathe this stuff in terms of policy, local government issues and licensure and all of that, that can be kind of an afterthought. And not everybody who has a great idea for a business has all of that background and experience in setting it up. And so we need to meet people where they're at. And we've worked really hard to do that in the city of Appleton over the last.
Well, I got a friend. She'd been she's a veteran, Army veteran. She was in Afghanistan. Fanny is her first name.
Oh, tea.
Yes.
For sure.
And here's this young girl comes back from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And starts up a business of fruit drinks. They're really phenomenal drinks.
Yeah, bubble tea.
Yeah, explain a little bit. But it's like somebody like that, it's like she'd have so many obstacles to overcome. But she said the business community of Appleton was so open-armed to helping her.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the young entrepreneurs those are great success stories.
Well, but here's the thing is that the business community welcomed with open arms, but she also works really hard.
Yeah.
And she shows up. She's everywhere. She shows up all over the community. She volunteers. She's bridging cultural divides. She's doing really good work in the community. And I think the city of Appleton and the businesses in our community recognize that and reward it. And she does great business.
Isn't she great?
That is good
great
advice.
Great story. We got to get her on. You want to talk about a success story? We got 1 minute, then we're going to send to break.
Mayor, I got a couple other questions for you. But I just want to say that we had some successful businesses on here. We had Casey Keene and Rick Chernick who run. And same thing. They worked hard, but boy, were they involved in the community.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it all work.
That's huge.
Yeah, I got a few things. I want to talk about some of the challenges too, right?
Yeah,
So we'll get to that after the break. We got a great guest in-house, Mayor Jake Woodford from the city of Appleton. You're just doing a great job there. And thanks for being here. We'll be right back after this break.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat
or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What you got going there with this 60s music here,
no, the
Todd?
Love.
I know.
That guy sent that text, and who you listening to? Sounds like drug music.
It's Cream, Sunshine of Your Love.
1969, Cream.
Thank you, everybody.
Sunshine of Your Love.
That's right. Now, Vino with the Bear.
Yeah.
No. You got that wrong.
It's right.
You got that wrong. Mino and the Mayors.
I did
plural.
Say.
Did you? Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. We're Jake Woodford, Appleton Mayor, with former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
And we are talking leading communities. And the mayor was explaining how College Avenue, entrepreneurs, Lawrence University, Trout Museum, that's what makes a community great. But every community, and if, when people are honest with themselves, they have their challenges, Mayor.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's homelessness that. I work for a homeless shelter now, and I absolutely love it. Those are the real people. Mm-hmm. And then fentanyl is an issue that we have that we're facing here in Brown County in Green Bay. And I think Appleton has a reputation of not having any of that. But I don't – if you peel the onion back, I don't think that's true.
It's not true. You know, every community is dealing with some form or fashion of these issues. Housing vulnerability, homelessness. And we certainly have our share of it in Appleton. The point in time count, which is held twice annually in communities to keep track of how many people are living unsheltered in their communities, those numbers continue to rise. That's happening in Northeast Wisconsin.
You've
but
got
also
a couple
nationally.
Of places. So when I lived in Appleton, I had to deal with this. Pillars was, yeah. is a great place. Pillars was a great homeless shelter.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Joe Mothy.
Yep.
Ran one of those and some other places like that. You guys had a great, great facility for homeless.
Yeah, there's a great network of organizations and agencies in the Appleton area that provide a lot of support. I think the challenge is that when you talk about issues like homelessness, they're not respective of boundaries. Yeah, COTS is great.
COTS was the other one.
For
yep.
sure. But these issues don't respect municipal boundaries.
Right.
And so we really have to work together with our neighboring communities. And I'm really pleased to see that leaders from other Fox Cities communities, all four of the mayors from Fox Cities communities, showed up to a conversation at the Community Foundation about Pillars and the support that they need to continue operating. And that's something that's relatively new, seeing all these leaders get involved. And that's really what it's going to take. I think all of our communities have to invest sensibly. Otherwise, what happens is the communities that have the service providers end up drawing the folks who need the services, and that creates other kinds of challenges
and a little animosity too. I mean, and you like you said, you've got to get these mayors, these community leaders together. And I'll give you a lot of credit because it's like home or anything. You got to talk about it.
You have to.
If you don't talk about it, it just becomes a bigger elephant in the room. And I think that's great that you've done that. And I do like the fact that your municipalities aren't pushing everything towards downtown Appleton.
Right.
You know, and I just think we have an opportunity here to correct some things that I think could be much better. But homelessness is, I hate to say this, but it's always going to kind of be there.
Yeah, it's a pervasive issue.
It just is.
It's a pervasive issue. And I think in many cases, homelessness is a result of other failures in the system. And I mean, it can affect anybody, certainly. But there are some factors that make folks more susceptible to experiencing homelessness. And, you know, we have to go upstream of those sort of end line issues if we're going to make real progress.
Well, what I found in dealing with homelessness, I dealt with it a bunch down there. Yeah. Okay. Say what you want. It's the market rate or whatever, but rent is so expensive that some of these people would, you know, they'd love to be fine, upstanding residents, but maybe they've had some issues. But Man, they can't afford $800 or $900 a month for rent.
Which at this point, you know, $800, $900.
That's cheapest.
Reasonable.
Right. Exactly.
But that's wild.
But their credit scores haven't been stellar. So sometimes two, three times
security. I had a guy.
That's a lot of money.
I told you this story.
Yeah, the barriers are huge.
It's unbelievable
for folks
to get in.
But I had a guy. I mean, I saw this firsthand. I had a guy call me one time when I was at the Village. And he thought we were a... like an overnight type thing. It's like, no, it's a, you know, you have to rent, you have to go through a process, you know, whatever, whatever. And I said, where are you now? He said, well, my VASH voucher didn't come in this weekend. So my landlord won't let me stay for the weekend until I get it. Yeah. I go, where are you going to stay? And it was literally like this kind of weather right now. He said, well, I'm going to sleep in my truck if I have enough gas.
Yeah.
And I went down and it's like, I took him out for dinner and gave him a bunch of blankets. And I'll never forget. I was so mad. I went to the Super 8. And I said, hey, can I buy a room for this guy for two nights? I was thinking, you know, $100. It was like $300 for a Packer weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what to do for this poor guy. Yeah. He's going to sleep in his truck tonight.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. And you have dozens of individuals. Oh. Dozens.
I mean, that's what I mean. That's one out of.
Right. And families. You know, and that's the other thing. We think a lot of times you think of people experiencing homelessness as an individual, but there are an awful lot of families in our communities that are facing homelessness. We've got kids in the school district that in increasing numbers don't have stable housing. And that is not a foundation for success for those young people. So we really have to work at these issues.
And we got to go upstream on this stuff too, like you said. Yeah. So yesterday at the community shelter, we had a group come in, Achieve Brown County, ABC, and their focus is third, fourth, grade reading test scores. Yeah. That if we can get our arms around that, that can help prevent homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of stuff we got to look at. And as the mayor, you know, it's your responsibility is to connect these people with each other, which you're doing.
Absolutely.
And I applaud you for that.
Absolutely.
I think that's awesome.
It's long term.
It is.
The other thing we're doing in the city of Appleton is I created a task force that's working on housing development policy in the city of Appleton. So you've got a group of what you might call sort of strange bedfellows, which is the Chamber of Commerce, the Realtors Association, Home Builders Association, Habitat for Humanity, WEDA is involved, and then City of Appleton folks. And we're looking comprehensively at the city's policies and ordinances related to housing development to look for barriers that we have in place, maybe inadvertently, that are making it harder to develop affordable housing in our community.
Right. You got to be careful with that, but you're right. I mean, I've read plenty on this stuff, and people who just, you know, tuberosity, just clean the slate and no, that's not a good idea.
No, and but I think what you're referring to is like comprehensive upzoning.
Yeah.
And you know, comprehensive upzoning is an interesting concept, but in practice, it doesn't really drive the results because it's not just about, like, accessory dwelling units is another good example. Appleton has ADUs now in our ordinance. We've seen maybe one or two attempts to develop an ADU. And this was supposed to be the panacea for affordable housing development. So I think it's really a combination of approaches that's going to make real headway.
And I think, and we talked a little bit earlier, that there's a conference, a U.S. Conference of Mayors, which is, you know, 400 mayors that are really in there to help each other and learn from each other. It's not a competitive group at all. Nobody wants to be mayor of Green Bay. They want to be mayor of Cleveland. You know, that's they love it there. And you can learn
Cleveland, Wisconsin, down below Manitowoc. No. That's a great little town. I love it.
No, there's just a lot you can learn. And you put an effort toward that, and that's why you're a successful mayor. I'm really glad you're in-house. Todd has been trying to get you in here. You're a busy guy, but you're doing a great job in Appleton. We wish you many years of success.
Yeah, get this guy in your podcast.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
give me a shout.
I'll do that. And my daughter says hello. She went to Lawrence and loves you and just thinks you're a great mayor. Her second favorite mayor.
Well, tell her I said hi.
I don't know that.
Good friend of mine, Rob Domofsky's son, is playing basketball for Lawrence. Oh, yeah. They're actually having a good team this year.
That's a good place.
All right, Jake Woodford, the mayor of Appleton, a fantastic community. Thanks so much for being here, Jake. And this is great. I like just sitting back, and this is your wheelhouse, Jim.
Oh, we could have you a lot more fun with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
What would you do if?
Oh, yeah. So when I run for mayor. Thank you so much,
Jake. Thanks,
guys. We're going to set a quick break. Back with more right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. A record-breaking victory for former President Donald Trump, winning the Iowa caucuses in a landslide.
ABC's Sherry Preston is in Des Moines this morning with reaction from voters.
Tom Donnelly has always supported Donald Trump and says he thinks other Republicans will get on board once they see how well he does in the next several contests. As for the prospects of a second Trump term in the White House,
I think it will be difficult for the Senate and Congress. And yeah, you have these political factions and we've never been more divided, but that's going to be the case with anybody.
Other voters told me they didn't know what they'd do if Trump wins a nomination. Many of them voted for him the first time and even the second time, but a third time, they said they weren't sure about that. Sherry Preston, ABC News, Des Moines.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who invested heavily in Iowa's ground game, coming in a distant second last night. Coming in third, winning one county, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are to be put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The High Court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. Public health experts say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are in the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and that is going to be the case for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Wind chill minus 25 to minus 35. It'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, high of 1 above today. Tonight, 2 below, but not as windy. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, with a high right around 8. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together, we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Now, inside the house with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor, and I got to be honest with you, that was the easiest two segments I've ever been a part of, because you guys could go all day long. Sandra, welcome. Wasn't that great radio,
it
those two guys?
It was stellar. I could have listened on and on, too.
Me,
because
too.
That collaborative effort, that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about.
And communities, whether you're Green Bay, anywhere, you have the same issues, right? Same opportunities. You got people who want to be good education, safe neighborhoods, and opportunities to do things. And, you know, Mayor Jake sees that and understands that. And he, my daughter knows him pretty well because she was at Lawrence when he was there. And he's a good person, too. And that,
you
that helps.
Just you, tell instantly by looking at him, he's a good person.
But you, I'll tell you what, and seriously, we've talked about this. I know you got a podcast coming up and all those kind of things. But you want to talk about when you're in your wheelhouse? Yeah. I mean, it's like me talking about the Packers of the 80s or something. That is your wheelhouse. It's like, wow, you just,
you
just shine on that. No lie. And I try as hard as possible to never give you a compliment. But That is true. That was stellar. Sat back and
it came
listened.
From the heart.
It came from the heart. Todd, simple. Wouldn't you agree?
Excellent work, Jim.
Yeah. No, no, it's just, but he, I love that stuff, right? Like Johnny loves the 80 Packers. I just, it's easy for me. I could talk to Jake for some time. And I like mayors who are in it for the right reason. I mean, he didn't talk about, well, someday I want to be senator, or one day I want to run for governor. He's like, look, I love Appleton. I grew up in Appleton. I went to North. I went to Lawrence. And I want to make this community better. And that's a true mayor. That's a guy that really, really, or female that really, really care. And no ambitions, just do the best thing. And yeah, it was pretty obvious with him. And I know him a little bit.
You ever eat lamb?
You know, I heard you guys talking about this earlier. Yeah. No, I think that was, but one of the foods that when I was younger, I stayed at a girlfriend's house and her mom served dinner and it was tongue.
Oh, yeah, that's
good.
About,
that's good.
Todd actually.
God, I
your
was like,
used to have that,
what
right, Todd?
Is that?
Oh, we did. Yeah. I would not serve that to kids.
That's one thing I never had. I didn't.
Oh my God.
But I remember one time being in New York City, and we went to, it's when Tammy Elliott was co-hosting on Regis.
Yep.
And we went to that deli that David Letterman always used to do those little things. Mm-hmm. And that was their feature of the day, was tongue sandwiches. Yep. And it's like,
they stack it up. They stack it up.
The Hello Deli?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, good get.
Yeah, is, no, that, Todd knows all these kind of things. That's why Todd's here.
It's amazing how much they put on there. I mean, did you order it?
No, but I saw him make one.
Right.
And I didn't want it.
We would make tongue. I was telling John at the break, I didn't realize what a good cook my dad was. You know, you kind of like.
Did you have tongue?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
A couple different
ways. Todd, you did too, right?
I did too. But see, I think if it's sliced thin on a sandwich, maybe it's not so bad.
But just the thought of it.
Plop it on our plate.
The texture made me gag.
But you peel the. Okay.
I don't think it's that. That literally is turning my stomach right now. Thinking of eating that.
My mouth is like.
Me too. I got that little thing in the back of my throat.
You can put it in different gravies and vinegar.
No. How many people eat tongue? Where do you buy tongue?
You can buy
that's
it in the store.
That's what I said.
Buy that. No, yeah, it's in the store.
Like you go to a festival and order tongue?
Uh-huh.
You're going to look at the deli a whole new way.
Oh, my God. How many people? Quick poll, Todd. Can we do a quick poll?
Yeah, on our app. Just download the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WISS and WGBW.
How many people have ever eaten tongue?
Oh, my God. Cow tongue. And then
I bet here a lot.
Really?
I bet here
I think a lot.
But lamb, just, I don't think so. Lamb, this. I don't think so.
There was a guy on Chickadee. Is that on the west side of Green Bay? What, that street, it's kind of off Mason. Oh. It's a nice neighborhood. He would have a tongue party.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
That sounds twisted.
I know.
He was a little weird.
I got to be honest
but
with you.
It was
we had
so
one of those
runs
at Arizona State in 1979.
No, John, this is
that
cow's
was the last
tongue.
Time I was at one
and
of those.
They would have like three or four
and
different.
And I was hammered.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, let me. Three or four, like.
Tongue tacos are great. Somebody just texted.
I haven't had that. Now, that I haven't had. Okay. But I have had tongue. And the other thing we talked about, of course, you're from New Guinea. You probably had this three times a day.
New Guinea. Why can't you pronounce words?
Say it again. What? How do you say it? Nagani.
Nigani.
Nigani.
Nigani. Nigani.
Wait. Say it slower.
It's like Kiwani, but N-E-G instead of K-E-W.
It's Nigani.
Nigani. Okay. But he's a, how do you pronounce it?
No, I don't.
Nugani. It's always new.
Nagani.
Yeah. Okay. Nagani. Whatever.
Yeah. Kind of like Pulaski and Plasky.
Yeah. Well,
Did you?
I never wanted to. I never wanted to call you on that. But everybody
it's so
from
funny.
Pulaski
never,
says Plaski.
Yeah, if right. I never
there's no
that.
You. Trevor. Or there's it's just Plaski.
And you can always tell when someone's not from Green Bay because they say Green Bay.
I know
it's they Green Bay. Act,
Terry Bradshaw cannot pronounce Green Bay.
A lot of people
Green
can't.
Bay. Yeah.
Two
yeah.
Rivers. They forget the W.
Trivers.
I think McCarthy says
or
Green
Carptown.
Bay.
I know he does.
I think he does.
I know
too,
he
yeah.
does. I know
I think he
does.
Did not acclimate.
Did you not like it when people would call Two Rivers Carptown?
No, I didn't like that at all.
Okay.
I was very no. I I love that city. That's,
so far, our poll is no 55 to 45.
Uh huh. Okay. That means yes, 45 people have had tongue.
Yep.
Okay. That is a. I don't know if that's.
That's spoken that like a true politician. I win. Well, I lost by 10 points. I win.
I win. You're right. Anyway, that's a delicacy. And the other thing that I want to talk about housing and real estate, but the other thing that we had when I was growing up was Hasenpfeffer. Rabbit?
Oh, we had rabbit.
Oh, okay. We had rabbit all
right.
the time.
Yeah. Okay.
We had we had squirrel. My dad's a hunter.
But I would put
so we had all kinds of.
I've never had squirrel.
Oh, we did.
But you know why, though?
No,
you know why?
I wouldn't
I'll that. Never forget the first time I came to, actually to Milwaukee to visit my sister, and we're at a park, and it's like, oh, my God. I can't believe the size of these squirrels. We didn't have gray squirrels in the UP. We only had red squirrels, which like
scrawny.
A little bit bigger than a chipmunk. So it's like you when there's no meat.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget. It's like, I don't think I could even kill one of these with my BB gun because they were so big. The squirrels in Wisconsin.
My mom is an amazing cook and my dad's a huge outdoorsman.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh my God. To this, he's 80 and he's still hunting in tree stands.
Wow.
With no cell phone.
Oh, good for Never him. Had that. God and bless him.
And just last thing, we're going to this real estate, but the other thing Johnny and I were talking about
we
a little bit earlier.
We should do that.
But did you have ground round cannibal, that those sandwiches?
Yes.
Okay, with
rye. So you eat the raw meat.
They call it tiger meat.
With rye bread, onion.
Yes.
And
raw onion.
Was great.
Yes.
Isn't that dangerous, though?
It's
kind of like if you grew up with it. So like, here, what do you call that? Pickled herring. Like,
oh, I love pickled herring.
Right,
I love
do too,
that.
But when people that aren't from here come to our house and we serve it, they're like, what the heck?
Oh my gosh,
that?
I love that.
Good luck
Me
on
too.
New Year's to have it. Okay, hey, let's talk about good luck.
Let's talk about housing, but let's talk about that Michigan game first.
Oh yeah, you were there. How cool of an atmosphere was
oh,
that?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let me tell you. So like when we...
So you were at the national championship game.
With Michigan and Washington.
And the reason you were there was your husband's a grad.
Yes, my husband's a Wolverine. So... Yeah. Someone got in our group had a T-shirt that said "I married into this." That's how I feel because those people, it's a religion.
Oh, yeah, it is
Notre Dame.
Like
Wolverine
what,
fans,
it's
are
a religion.
So unbelievably fanatical. It's incredible.
But so fun, right?
Yeah.
So when my biggest takeaway for the game was, first of all, it was 3/4 Michigan people,
right?
1/4 Washington.
They
people.
They were so loud.
The whole Harbaugh thing with the brother and the dad and his whole family, the kids, like those kids playing football, it was electric. But what was super cool, too, was how they ran the crowd. So when we were at the game, first of all, like we didn't get there till the end of the 2nd quarter because the tickets were so expensive that we were like, we got to wait because we got to be able to afford to go, right? So
You didn't have tickets going in?
We didn't have tickets. So
really?
We didn't. So we paid a lot of money for the top row.
Wow.
And we got there at the end of the 2nd quarter. But anyway, it was so fun. They honored the policemen, the firemen. Military was huge there. Mm-hmm. They voted on a song. You knew all the songs they played. Everybody was participating in that game. And then when the game was done... Everyone was there for an hour. I mean, well, obviously Washington was gone, but the ceremony after was so, you walked out of that stadium and you just felt like a better human being.
That's awesome.
It was so it was just so collaborative.
I still can't believe you went to Houston without tickets.
Oh yeah. We were believers.
Oh
we
my
knew we were
Lord,
going.
That's incredible.
Wow. Yeah. The money spent on that game, like the 10 rows
commission?
Around the bowl were 25
Pretty
grand.
Much spent a commission on it?
I did, but people spent.
Yeah,
I mean, there was no limit. I think it's the richest, or is it Harvard? One of those two is the richest endowment in the country.
Michigan?
It's Michigan or Harvard.
I think Harvard had a little head start on them since that was
they
the
got
first
like
school.
A billion, dollars.
And they were the first school in the ever, right?
Yeah,
so, Michigan's pretty old too, though. I bet a Michigan fan would know that.
Yes.
So how did your husband get from Menominee, Michigan, to Ann Arbor and become a Wolverine?
I have no clue.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Actually, his sister did too. And the whole group, obviously the whole group we were with. But this is like an idea of how this dedicated these people are. One of the guys was just casually talking. And this casually comes up in a conversation. It's two little girls. And every night before he goes to bed, he sings them the Michigan fight song twice.
You kidding?
Since they were born.
Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail to the conquering hero.
Hail to
Michigan, the champions of the West.
Wow.
It's so fun.
That's ingraining.
Yeah.
The other thing I like about Michigan, and I know there's Saginaw too, but Michigan turns out a good product. That's tough to get into that medical.
Yeah, they're smart.
They're smart. Which is very cool to win a national championship.
Just ask
them. Yeah, you're right.
It's a little bit like Notre Dame, right? How do you know that somebody went to Notre Dame? They'll tell you.
Absolutely.
But Michigan,
they'll show you the ring.
Christ was born there. I mean, honestly. Graduated, went there, everything.
You know, one cool thing about Michigan, I will say this, they've always embraced their fans.
Oh, and they're nice fans.
They're not jerks. No, there are some schools where it's like, we're so hoity-toity.
Yeah, like Penn State.
But Michigan's out. Is it? Is Penn State there? I don't know, but Michigan fans have always been like really, they always feel like there are so many
welcoming
fans from the UP and they go down to Ann Arbor and they're accepted just like everybody else. It's really a fraternity almost.
Oh, yeah. I went in my Madison or Badger gear to a game in Ann Arbor. And obviously, I was the only person like I could see that had red on. And they were so great.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were like winning until the half, and then they came back and killed us. But it was all good nature.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
Michigan State's a little...
I don't know much about Michigan
different.
State.
They're tougher. They're more earthy.
More Philadelphia?
Yes. Well, yes. Good call. Michigan State is more Philadelphia.
But they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, too.
Yeah, they do. There's not even a question.
You know.
And I remember one time at Michigan, who's the running back for Michigan? He said, we'll talk about going to Michigan State. He says, well, it's always fun to play against our little brothers.
Right.
And it's like, ooh, that just stuck in their craw.
Well, I'm sure they have quite the rivalry.
Yeah, absolutely. They do, they?
Yeah.
Anyway, right. It was really fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed
By the way, our
that.
Poll is on tongue. No, 65%. Yes, 35%.
Ooh, ooh. That surprises me.
Yeah.
Right?
Because there's a lot of farmers around here.
Well,
it's a farming community.
I'm not a farmer. I'm going to make, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make tongue.
Don't even.
No, God.
Please don't bring it in.
Don't bring it in.
You will.
Yeah.
Gag.
No, I gagged on your lamb.
He didn't like my lamb.
Okay, I was also cracking up that you would not invite him to your house.
I know, right?
No.
That's hilarious.
That ain't going to happen.
I had so many people text me. It's like, are you kidding me? You know more about Packer football and the history of Packer football and what's going on in the game than any person I know.
I'm
going
to listen to this for 3 hours.
I will invite you to our house. I'll do whatever. And this
is
the one person.
It would probably be entertaining.
This
totally
is the
entertaining.
One person that doesn't want me at his house watching a Packer game.
When it gets to this level of the playoffs, I need to be alone.
Well, don't jinx it now. Whatever you did, you have to do.
Exactly.
Okay, was Milton with you?
Well, yeah, Milton
was
there.
Well, okay.
I got to tell you, though, I was telling Johnny yesterday, pretty quiet house where I live. We just, and with the game, I was cheering, and he thought we were kind of yelling at him. He got nervous, went into the corner and in a different room, and I'm like, Milton, come on. You know, Dad's just excited about the game, but he didn't really get the connection.
I did say if I was there, he would have locked himself in the bedroom.
Anxiety attack.
Oh, it was, but anyway, that is so much fun seeing our Packers
because it was
such a long shot.
Yeah.
To get them there. So,
you know, our friend Rob Davis, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Rob was telling me about, like, we were talking about the team, right? Because he's back with the Packers. And he said, you know, the teams that are the winners are the teams that play for each other.
Yeah.
So anyway, and he's like, this team does that. And we were talking on the, before I got on, like, I'm a big fan of Aaron Jones, right? I love Aaron Jones. So the lights are too bright, get off the field. It's like,
he's the best.
Okay,
man.
Buddy. But anyway, when the guy that fumbled was walking off the field and he had his head down and Aaron Jones came up and took his head and put his head up. I just was like, those are winners.
But you know what's so cool about this is they're all like sophomores in college or something.
It's like, what are you doing here?
Because I talked to guys when they wanted to be friends with Brett Favre, their teammates, and Brett didn't want anything to do with them. He wanted his own locker room, didn't want to deal with guys.
Shower.
Aaron Rodgers.
He just outgrew it. But these
Aaron
guys
Rodgers,
are all the same
I know you're a big Aaron Rodgers fan, but aren't you? I thought you were. Oh, but anyway, he was like, had his own little
stratosphere. He knows I'm not.
But anyway, okay. Sandra Rank is
Let's
in
talk
the
about
house.
Real estate when we get back.
Yeah, we're going to do that too.
Good idea.
Back after this. All that I can give.
to you. Love is more than just a game for two.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Just a game for two. Two and love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Hey, welcome back.
Well, I can listen to this.
I'm a little disappointed that Todd is musical selections today.
He's running the gamut. I love it.
I know, but I gave him suggestions.
You gave me this one.
I know, but where's To Sir With Love?
I'm going to end the show with that, remember?
Where is the Mary Magdalene song for Jesus Christ Superstar?
I got
Superstar.
So many lined up.
Oh, wow. I don't know how to love him.
We got all week. It's Tuesday. We got all week. We're honoring Jordan Love.
Of him.
Well, okay, there's a
what
song.
To do.
Stop.
How I know,
how
right?
How about Diana Ross?
Diana Ross. Yes.
Yeah, okay, I can't sing.
Todd, where are we at?
Okay, Beatles. Let's talk about real estate. We're running out of time.
All right, okay, talk real estate. Sandra Ray. Sandra Ray with Keller Williams.
Yeah, it's Sandra. I'm reading good things about real estate in terms of interest rates coming down.
Yeah, they're coming down.
That's
but
awesome.
Let's tell you what. On Wednesday, this Wednesday, at the Titletown Brewery on Broadway on the top floor, we're having a State of the Union address.
We were there
address.
For your last party.
Yeah,
there.
That's where it's at.
Okay.
So we're having a State of the Union address on real estate for Brown County. And I've been doing a deep dive on some numbers, and I kind of want to share this with you guys.
Please do.
So we'll talk more in detail about what some of these numbers mean, but get this. So when you hear that the market's down, like right now the market's down 14%, the big key thing, and we've been talking about this forever, is the inventory.
Yes.
But I started like really doing a deep dive on what's happening with the marketplace, which really is, it's the tale of two markets. It's we're in the beginning stages of adjusting to a post-COVID market. COVID changed everything. It changed how we lived. It changed who we are. And we are adjusting to that. But get this, inventory levels, or actually at medium home price in 2019, it was 179.9. Today, it's 315.
Wow.
So it is up 75%. Now, market growth in our area is 2 to 4%. But get this, this is a big reason why that's happening. The inventory in our area is down from COVID 60%.
Unbelievable.
This year over last year, our inventory is down 40%. That's why you have, it's simple math. It's supply and demand, right?
Right.
So what's happening with the housing and why don't we have inventory and where are we going with that? I think we're like, you guys were talking about it between the two of you, the two mayors. We are just in a different time and we have to, we're refiguring housing out.
But is this the future?
It is the future.
Okay.
We have to figure it out. We're not going back.
We're not going back
pre-COVID. I feel like, you know, like if you ever had a health condition or if you got married or if you had a baby, like you were just never the same, right?
Yeah.
It's different. We're never going back. We are in a new market. And I feel like the opportunity for the market is figuring out affordable housing. Now, I have people that are really smart and have significant means that they're on it. They're like, how do we figure this out? Like, this has to get figured out. So I feel like another piece that will help us figure out is the interest rates coming down, because that's going to help us with affordability. Because what you have right now are people that refinanced during COVID at 2 to 3%. They probably bought a house when it was in the 179 range. So it's called a lock-in. They're stuck. They can't afford the higher prices and the higher interest rate. So the only way out of that piece of the puzzle is the interest rate. So the other thing, people are saying, it's a bust. It is, for all the reasons we're going to talk about on Wednesday and what we just mentioned right here, just on a small level, people have so much equity in their home. It is not a bust. And the other big thing to think about is the baby boomers control the majority of our inventory. That COVID changed baby boomers. Number one, if you have money, you're doing what you want to do, and you're renovating. You're not doing a smaller house. You're doing a bigger house. If you don't have a lot of money, you can't afford to move typically, or you're afraid to move, so you're staying still. So the baby boomers are locking that inventory in. Right. And the millennials and the Gen Xers are doing things at the same time, meaning millennials did everything late 30s, not Gen X. Gen Z, doing everything early. So those two are way more population than the baby boomers. So you see this supply and demand issue we have? It's super real. So we have to unlock the baby boomer inventory. We have to rethink housing, but how can we accommodate lower price ranges, more affordable for our younger people to get going? It's a puzzle. So we're in the beginning stages of figuring it out, but I have faith that we will figure it out, but right now it's kind of messy.
Like I said, when I was in real estate and I deal with so many young home buyers, you know, first time type home buyers, like a lot of them were veterans and everything. It's got veteran loans and some of those things, but they only go so far, you know, some of those things. But it's like, geez, Louise, like you said, it was 179,000 a couple of years ago, and now it's like 300,000. And they've got no equity, they have no anything built up. Right. What do you do?
Well, we talked about this many times. You have to be patient. I hate to say it, but it's old school stuff. You have to save.
Yeah.
You have to have a goal, and then you have to maybe compromise on what it is you want. Maybe it takes you one or two houses to get to the house you thought you'd buy right away.
And also, if you can get it from your parents, from your family, payment means so much.
That's happening all over.
Yeah.
So the baby boomers that have money, we talked about that before too, they're helping their kids with down payment.
They have to.
So baby boomers are controlling the inventory.
Baby boomers are the reason the housing market is where it's at.
Yep, I agree with that. I want to say short of death.
In good and bad.
Short of death, how do you unlock that inventory?
Here's the other thing.
I think I have some answers.
I feel like we all day long talk with people, right? So older people, the older baby boomers, like the oldest ones born in the 40s, they are super worried that we'll have another pandemic, and they don't want to be stuck in some small place. So they are like going to get home health care before they move. So that's a mind thing. I don't know how we address that piece, but one of the pieces is getting that interest rate lowered so some people can potentially move. The other thing is building something that the baby boomers want to move to. Is that a community? Is that rental?
But rents are so high too. We're just talking with Jake from
when you said 700-800, I'm like, that doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, that you're right.
Yeah, but I think you're right. Is that I think and you survey people, but they don't want to do snow removal. They want a place that they can leave and not worry that it's gonna be in great shape. So I like what's being proposed down here with those high end condos. I would look at that as long as there's enough square footage.
Is this the one right here?
Yeah.
I've heard great things about that.
Me too.
And that developer.
Me too.
Very good.
So I think that's exciting.
From
a
very good
source. That's going to free up some inventory.
That's right, the Schreiber area kind of?
Yeah,
right here. The parking lot.
Okay.
And I think Jake's looking at some of that too. But I think we have to, if you want to unlock that inventory, you got to give them something better.
We have to think out of the box.
Right.
We have to provide an alternative.
Right. Maybe it's Florida.
That market's a little soft right now.
Yes.
And Arizona.
Oh,
good time to buy.
I'll take Arizona.
See everybody on Wednesday.
Senator,
come and listen.
Rank, so much fun having you here. Yep. We missed you.
Thanks,
but your fill-ins were fantastic. Right.
Yeah, we had a great team.
That's open to anybody?
It's open to the public.
Okay.
When is it again?
It's 5 o'clock this Wednesday, tomorrow.
Awesome.
5 o'clock.
Title Town.
On Broadway.
Upstairs.
On Broadway.
Free,
yes.
Free snacks and drinks?
Yes.
Drinks?
Yes.
Okay.
Open bar.
For John.
I'll see you there. Senator Rank, thank you so very much.
Bye, guys.
Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Special report, the Iowa Caucus.